Proverbs 22, verse 2. These are God's words. The rich and the poor have this in common. Yahweh is maker of them all. And so here is the solution to pride that gives us humility. And here is the solution to anxiety that gives us contentment. Or the solution to covetousness that gives us contentment. When we are focused upon, or when the differences between rich and poor, or when the differences between rich and poor seem to us to be great, it is a reminder to us that we are not mindful enough of the Lord, our God. Because the rich man is only great in comparison to other teeny little creatures like he is. He is not great in comparison to the living God. And the poor man is really not so much poorer than the rich man. In fact, if he remembers that Yahweh is his maker, then he has dignity first as a creature designed by the Lord, but all the more as an image bearer designed to know the Lord and to make the Lord known. And so here is something that when we are proud of ourselves, we need to remember the Lord as our maker. Don't be proud. What do you have that isn't a gift? And if it's a gift, then why would you be proud of it? Should you not instead be grateful? And then let us not be covetous or envious or worried, anxious over what we lack or what we think that we need or would make us happy or fulfilled or able. Those are not the things that make happiness or fulfillment or ability. It is the knowledge of the Lord himself, being made in his image, having fellowship with him, making him known, serving him. We are going to be unto his glory, and therefore we are brought into a consistency with our purpose and with reality when we live unto his glory. And so I think this is something that in our remaining fleshliness, we often find, is the case coming out of our hearts and our minds, that we either think ourselves better than, or are envious, or worried, or anxious, by thinking that we are inferior to, but all of that is to compare to others, and to be forgetful of God himself. So very helpful text for us to treat those conditions. The rich and the poor have this in common. Yahweh is the maker of them all. And the marvel then that the one who is the maker and has then the riches, not the comparative riches of one creature compared to others. But when it says about Jesus, he who is rich, it doesn't mean like rich like Elon Musk or rich like Putin. It means he to whom all things exist, who is God and has God as the second person of the Godhead. And this is the richness of the Lord Jesus. For our sakes he became poor. He added creatureliness to himself, neediness to himself, finitude, finiteness to himself for our sakes. And he participated in our humanity, he became like us in every way, except without sin. And so the Lord, the great maker, added to himself a nature that was made. And this, of course, is an even greater dignity that the rich and poor apart from Christ don't have. But you have then the how much more of a believer who does not just have the Lord as maker, but the Lord as redeemer. The Lord is Father, the Lord is Groom, and the Lord Jesus. The Lord is Companion and Helper, Continual Assistant and Attendant and Counselor in the Holy Spirit. So the rich and poor have this in common. Yahweh is maker of them all. And then the rich and poor believer have this in common, that we have Yahweh himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this scripture. We confess that we do make much of the differences between our providence and others' providence. And therefore, O Lord, we are convicted by this text from your word that we are not so mindful of you as we ought to be. But we pray that we would be, that we might first honor and glorify you, but then also have the benefits of humility and peace and contentedness that come from a proper mindfulness of you. And so help us by your Spirit, who is always with us, that you would make us to remember your word. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.